coming up to a 8:15. You are, of course, listening to Breakfast on 2SER 107.3. I'm Nick Healy. You got me for another 45 minutes. But I've got a question. Is your mobile phone bill regularly an absolute source of horror each month? And if it is, good news and bad news, you're not alone. It actually seems that a staggering amount of money is still being paid mostly on excess data charges. Now, Alex Gibbons, a telco expert with finder.com.au. Alex, $86 million in excess data charges in the last 12 months. Where's this fault coming from? Is this a telco issue, or are we just not paying attention to what we're allowed to do with our mobile phones?
It's the latter, unfortunately. It's pretty much people using excess data in larger and larger quantities. And it's not just 86 million. It's 86 million more than it was 12 months ago. So it's actually it's not just a large sum of money. It's a large and growing sum of money.
On the increase, because I'm talking very colloquially, this is very anecdotal, but when I sort of look at what I'm using and I look at how much data I've got compared to what I was allowed to have, say, 12 months ago, it seems like data allowances are on the rise, but you're saying that we're using even more than ever before.
We are, and I think there's two aspects there. You're not wrong. You can now get much larger data plans than you used to, but you've got to remember that, of course, a lot of people are stuck in two-year contracts. So the fact that there's a new data contract now might not be that much use to them. And of course, if they don't actually regularly check and compare that they can get a better plan, quite often people will stick on the basic plan that they're on, which might not have enough data. The other factor here, though, is we've seen a big change in the way it's charged for. It used to be that excess data was just insanely expensive. Mm. And if you went over your quota, you were looking at, kind of Sydney mortgage level money on your mobile bill. That's no longer the case, thankfully, but instead most telcos charge a flat $10 per extra gig or part thereof, which sounds a lot nicer, and in one way, of course, it is, but the trap there is it's awfully convenient to kind of go, oh, well, it's only $10, that's fine. So an awful lot more of us over a wider spread are being slugged with this. And of course, in an age where people watch a lot of Netflix or YouTube, and where a gig can be an hour's worth of watching, which might be your morning commute, it's pretty easy to rack up a lot of excess charges.
And that $10 over a lot of people is going to add up to quite a lot of money.
Exactly.
So what are some of the options? I mean, we talk a lot about there being great options for public Wi-Fi, but I know that that's not necessarily secure. Certainly, if you want to do a bit of net banking or something, it's always recommended never to use the public Wi-Fi for that.
Yeah, that's exactly right. For anything that's actually secure, where you've got private, valuable data, net banking is always seen as the big example. But there are other issues. There are other things where you might have to log into something and you might not want that password sniffed out, where public Wi-Fi is not a good option. It's not a terrible option for some services where you're already logged in. So, if the stream is fast enough, maybe music, maybe video. Your other option there, of course, is to carefully limit what you're doing while you're out and about. So rather than streaming music or streaming video preloaded onto a phone, because that's cheaper, rather than paying the excess $10 charge, especially if you're off contract or if you're on prepaid or what have you, look at your options, because all too often the plan that costs less than $10 more will have more than a gig's worth of data included with it. With data usage rising, it actually makes sense if you're looking at a plan to kind of think not just, hey, what am I using now, but what am I going to be using in 2 years' time?
Look, I'm certainly one of those people who tends to just get locked into a plan because some of it's laziness and some of it's this perception that it's difficult for me to change contracts.
Look, the reality is that it's not necessarily difficult to change contract. Obviously, if you're, 6 months into a 2 year contract, there can be penalty fees to pay, that kind of thing. For an awful lot of people, though, it does fall into that thing of, oh, well, I've been on this contract for a while and it seems to be doing me okay, so I'll just stick with it. The actual process for mobile number portability is well entrenched, so you genuinely should not have a problem with that. And even the complaints procedures around that, if something does go wrong in those very rare cases, is pretty well solidified as well. So it's certainly not something that people should be afraid of, especially when it's their money at stake.
Look, it used to be the case too that the contracts that had huge data allowances weren't necessarily on the fastest networks. You used to see a lot of non-4G networks offering huge amounts of data on the idea that you weren't going to be using it that quickly. Has that changed? Are we looking at more sort of fast networks available with lots of data?
Absolutely. Look, you still can get 3G-only plans with fairly high data quotas, and they can be a good option if you're cash-strapped but you still need that much data. And 3G, of course, can be good enough for some data purposes. It really depends on what you're using it for. At the same time, there are an awful lot more providers offering 4G, in fact, across all three networks. That was one of the bigger changes this year, that Telstra opened up its, or part of its 4G network for its virtual operators, its MVNOs. So there are a lot more options out there. It's certainly something that's well worth people investigating if they feel they're paying too much right now.
So it sounds like your advice would be, if people are looking to change plans, don't get the plan you need now, but think about what you might still be needing in a year.
Absolutely, because while some telcos will be flexible on this, especially if you say, hey, I want to give you more money each month, usually they'll only do that if you recontract, and you might not want to for other reasons. And of course, you might not get a new bundled phone with that, depending on your telco. But if you think, right, maybe about 25% more, especially if right now you very consistently go over, at least 25% more, think for the future so that you don't end up spending more in those excess $10 charges.
Alex Kibnin from finder.com.au, thank you very much for your time this morning.
Always a pleasure.
Yes, Alex, with some very, very practical tips on what we can do about bill shock. I was stunned by some of the stats. 2.4 million Aussies regularly exceeding their monthly data cap. That's huge, absolutely huge. And I think I'll echo what Alex said. There's this idea that, of course, if it's only 10 bucks, no issue. Might as well just go over. Those 10 bucks add up. You can definitely save a few dollars here and there with that.